Once upon a time, when many people knew how to work magic, one of the most powerful of these was the cruel Princess Anitra, ruler of the strange troll kingdom east of the sun and west of the moon. Our story begins in a castle many miles away, where a victim of her magical knowledge dwells. Doomed to wander as a huge, shaggy bear through the entire day, for one brief hour at twilight, he is permitted to be himself. Handsome Prince Meredith. It is deep twilight now in Meredith's gloomy castle.
You rang, Miss Rosebud?
Yes, Jack. Please ask your master, Prince Meredith, to come to me here in the living room.
All the lights must be out, miss. Remember, he cannot come to you unless they are.
Yes, yes, they're all out, except this tiny candle.
I'm sorry, but that must be out, too. No one is permitted to see his face.
Very well. Now it is quite dark.
He is waiting. Prince Meredith, will you come in, please?
I hasten to come to you, Rosebud.
Meredith, I must talk to you.
What is it, Rosebud? You seem very much disturbed.
Meredith, when you came to my mother's home in the form of a bear, you asked me to come back to your castle to look after you.
And in return, I promised to provide handsomely for your mother and you, and that no harm would ever come to you. Well, Rosebud?
You have kept your word. I've been here in your castle for months. In that time, I've learned many things about you, as well as to...
To love me, my sweet? Say it, I beg of you.
To love you with all my heart, Meredith.
Beloved.
But, Meredith, think how little I really know about you. I have never been permitted to see your face. I know that for a little while after sundown, you're not the enchanted bear that I see in the daytime. But that's all I know, and it's torture to me. Won't you please tell me something more about it all?
There is little more I am permitted to tell you, my dearest one. This much you do know, that I have been enchanted because I could not agree to a marriage distasteful to me.
Yes, I understand that, but by whom?
By Princess Anitra of the Troll Kingdom.
The Troll Kingdom? Where is that?
Hundreds of miles from here, in the mysterious land east of the sun, west of the moon.
Well, can't you tell me what she said, just how she worded the magic charm?
Yes, I can tell you that. She had imprisoned me. When she thought I was sufficiently starved to bow to her commands, one day she had me brought before her.
Yes, Princess Anitra?
Troll, bring in the prisoner.
He is here, Your Highness.
Well, Prince Meredith, are you ready to obey me now?
Not now or ever, Princess.
Remember, I am Queen of the Troll Kingdom. I can enchant you if I like.
I know that quite well, Princess.
Enough of this bravado. I offer you your choice, Meredith, to be my king and rule with me over the land east of the sun and west of the moon, or... enchantment.
I cannot marry one whom I do not love. And so, Princess, I have no choice.
So be it. Powers of the Troll Kingdom, hear me! From this moment, Prince Meredith takes the form of a huge, shaggy bear. And so that he will fully realize this curse is his own choice, for 1 hour at twilight, he shall assume his natural form. At that time, he can think as a man and understand what he has done. And now, Prince Meredith, find a way to break the enchantment, if you can.
And that, my dearest Rosebud, is what happened.
And I am never to see your face until the enchantment is broken?
Never. And you must swear that you will never even try.
I swear, of course. But, Meredith, I am very lonely. May I have my mother come to visit me, please?
Only on one condition. You must never speak of me other than as the bear who took you from your home. Promise?
I promise, Meredith.
Very well, then. Jacques will go for your mother tomorrow. And now, my dearest, the twilight hour is ended, and I must go. Good night.
You're really very kind, Meredith. And Good night. Oh, Mother, it's so good to have you here.
It's good to be here, Rosebud. And you seem to be very happy.
Oh, yes, I am very happy, Mother. Everything is done to make me so. Why, there isn't anything Prince Meredith wouldn't...
Prince Meredith? Who is he?
Mother, there isn't any such person. I was just thinking about somebody who might have been.
Oh, I'm beginning to see. Prince Meredith, eh? Of course, the bear is enchanted or he couldn't speak. Now tell me the rest.
Why, oh, Mother, I dare not. I promised him.
Nonsense. Tell me, Rose. I think I can help you without harming him.
Oh, if you only could.
I know I can. Tell me the rest.
But he comes to my suite at twilight, and he speaks to me so gently and kindly. He always tells me I must be patient, that only I can break the enchantment. We talk happily together for a little while, and then he kisses my hand and goes away. I have never seen his face, and I know I ought not to tell you.
Of course you should. It can't possibly do any harm to see what he looks like. Now listen, Rose. I have brought with me a magic tallow candle. When he is asleep, light it, creep into his suite, and look at him.
Would I dare?
Once you've seen him, perhaps you won't love him at all. Then if you don't, you won't be unhappy. If you do love him, you will be content to wait until the enchantment is broken. Isn't that reasonable?
That seems reasonable, Mother.
But one more thing. Be sure not to drop any of the candle tallow on his clothing. It is magic, remember, and the tallow is different from any other kind in the world.
I'll be very careful, Mother. And if his face is as dear to me as his voice, I shall be content to wait forever.
Go now. He's sure to be asleep.
Very well. But I pray I'm doing him no harm.
Of course you're not.
Go on. Just once, I must see your dear face. You are as handsome as I knew you'd be. Oh, my beloved, I shall wait forever for you now. One kiss, my darling, before I... Oh, I've dropped some tallow from the candle. Oh, what shall I do? Oh, what's happening? Meredith! Where are you? What have I done? Come back to me! Meredith! Meredith!
In spilling the tallow on his robe, instantly her sweetheart, the castle, everything disappeared. Her only clue in finding him was that he had told her his enchantment had occurred in the Troll Kingdom, east of the sun, west of the moon. Fearing what she has done, Rosebud went in search of the Mother of the Winds, the only one who might be able to help her locate the strange kingdom.
Oh, Mother of the Winds, where are you? Please come to me. Let a most unhappy girl speak to you. I'm Rosebud, Mother of the Winds. I seek the kingdom east of the sun and west of the moon. I beg of you, help me.
East of the sun, west of the moon. Oh, that's a long way off.
I don't care how far it is. My true love, whom I disobeyed, is there, and I must find him.
What proof have I that you regret your broken promise?
I have served 3 old ladies for 3 years and a day. The first gave me this golden apple. The second, this golden carding comb. The third one gave me this golden spinning wheel and sent me to you.
Those gifts come from my 3 sisters. They are proof enough. I will help you all I can.
Thank you, Wind Mother.
I know not which one of my sons will know the direction. Wait, I will call him. Wind from the south, tell me and soon, where is east of the sun and west of the moon?
Does the south wind know, wind mother?
He says only the north wind would know.
Oh, call your son the north wind, please, wind mother.
Wind from the north, tell me and soon, where is east of the sun and west of the moon? Thank you, my son. North wind.
You know, oh wind mother, will you take me there?
It may mean enchantment or death.
I'll risk it.
Then come. Together we will find your true love. East of the sun and west of the moon.
Your ring, Princess Anitra?
Paige, is that stupid mortal woman still waiting outside of the gate of the castle?
Yes, Your Highness, just as she has been for 3 days and nights.
The fool! She has given me the golden apple, the golden carding comb, and today the golden spinning wheel becomes mine. And still, she hasn't seen her prince.
But tonight is the third night, Your Highness, and you promised her faithfully she'd see Prince Meredith.
And I can tell her again, just as I've told her twice before, that he absolutely refuses to see her.
But suppose he discovers...
He won't discover, not if you do your part. Tonight, I want you to put an even stronger sleeping potion in his tea.
I have done that already, Your Highness. Here it is.
Good.
Anitra! Anitra!
Shh! Here he comes. Come in, Meredith. That's all, Paige.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Meredith, you seem disturbed. Anything wrong?
Anitra, for 2 nights in succession, a strange thing has happened. I have dreamed that someone came here asking for me. I heard my name called again and again. Could this have happened? Has anyone called?
Of course not, Meredith. How foolish to take dreams seriously. Here is tea freshly brewed. Join me.
I don't want it. I feel very strangely. This room is hot.
Then open the window, my love.
Very well. Perhaps that will...
Don't drink the tea. Don't drink the tea.
Don't drink the tea? Who said that?
Let me in, Princess. Let me in.
That voice. I know that voice.
Meredith, let me in.
Go away, you fool. You can't come in.
You shan't trick me again, Anitra. Meredith!
Rosebud! Rosebud, my beloved!
Keep away from her, Meredith. Remember, you are still in the kingdom of the trolls!
Then it was you I heard in my dreams. I knew it!
Meredith, be careful. She may enchant you again.
I don't care. Nothing matters. At last, I've found you.
Keep away from him. She shan't have you. I'll enchant him again. I'll call all the trolls in the kingdom. Mortal woman, I'll show you. He's mine. Trolls, attend me!
Oh, Meredith, what shall we do? Have I found you only to lose you again?
Courage, dearest. I have a plan. A voice came to me in my dreams, the same one that told me you were here. Listen, do whatever I say and ask no questions. Quickly, do you understand?
Yes, yes, I understand.
Be brave. Obey me. Here they come.
Oh, trolls, there she is. Shall we let the mortal woman take away our prince?
No, Your Majesty.
Never, Your Majesty.
Princess Anitra, one moment. Listen to me.
Silence, trolls. The prince speaks. Well, Meredith,
Princess Anitra, you are known not only for your magic, but for your courage. Will you enter a contest with this mortal woman to see which is the stronger?
Of course. But my magic against her mortal strength? That doesn't take courage.
Nevertheless, will you do it?
Certainly.
Good. Hey, bring me a large basin of water, quickly.
Yes, Your Highness.
What is this unequal contest, Meredith?
I have here my blouse on which was spilled tallow from a candle. Whichever one of you is able to wash out the spot, that is the one I will marry. Do you agree to that, Anitra?
Agree to that simple contest? Certainly.
And you, mortal woman, will you try?
Yes, Your Highness.
The basin of water, Your Highness.
Put it here. Anitra, first, do you swear to abide by this agreement, witnessed by all the trolls of your kingdom?
Of course. Let the mortal woman be first.
No. I shall give you every advantage. Here is the blouse. Remove this spot of tallow.
Very well. This won't take long.
Let me see.
There it is. Why, what's this?
The spot is still there and even larger than it was, Princess.
So, well, it won't be. I'll have it off this time.
The spot is there and still larger, Princess.
Then no one can remove it.
You agree then to let the mortal woman try?
Certainly. If I can't remove it, I'm quite sure no one can.
Very well. Mortal woman, it is your turn.
I'll try. Why, Your Highness, I only touched the blouse to the water and the tallow is gone.
What she says is true, Your Highness.
It's trickery. That's what it is. Trickery!
You should know what trickery is, Anitra. But I hold you to your promise.
You gave your word, Princess.
Before all of us, Your Highness.
Very well. Get out, both of you. I never want to see you again.
That wish is mutual, Your Highness. Come, Rosebud.
Meredith, what happened?
That tallow was from the magic candle you used the night you saw my face for the first time. I knew the troll people had no power over it, but Anitra didn't.
Meredith, how wonderful.
Rosebud. Rosebud.
Listen, there's the voice that told me of the magic candle and your being here.
Rosebud, you found your own true love.
Yes, with your help, Wind Mother.
Prince Meredith, she truly loves you. You love her. Wrap her in your cloak. And I will whirl you back to your home and happiness. Say farewell forever to east of the sun, west of the moon.